On a Sunday morning, dozens of cars make their way up a gravel driveway at the 150-acre Harrison County farm of Cassie and Jason Bennett. The middle-aged couple welcome churchgoers at the front door of a red and white barn.
I'm Cassie.
I'm Jamie.
Jamie, nice to meet you.
Cassie wears a light pink long skirt and a white short sleeve top, a scarf with flowers and gold-rimmed glasses. She and her husband, Jason, formed a nonprofit, Royal Ranch Church and Ministries. Cassie, an ordained minister, describes it as church for the unchurched, where everyone is welcome.
I grew up in man-made religion, so it's the opposite of what we do here. Religion is look like this, act like this, walk like this, we'll call you a Christian. We just love people. Our job isn't to judge. We built this and we do this to build a community.
Jason runs a construction business. He transformed their former stall barn into a 4,000-square-foot showplace with finished 18-foot wood columns, custom-made wood doors with inlaid crosses, and tongue-and-groove wood walls. Rows of seats face a stage that includes pews. Jason says he grew up in a family full of addiction and was drinking 30 beers a day when he met Cassie.
Considering where I come from, I probably should have either been 6 feet under or in jail. We all have testimonies. I don't think mine's any more special than the next guy's by any means. But at the same time, there's no doubt the road I'm on is a much greater road, much more freeing road.
We're happy that you're here. There's a couple things that I do.
As people walk in the barn, a few dogs roam around inside and children pet them. The Bennetts have an animal rescue on the farm. During the church service, children can tour the farm, which includes about 100 rescued animals. Jason says the animals add to a relaxed church environment.
I think that's that comfort zone that keeps bringing people back. There is no judgment here. As you can see, I'm in a very simple pair of jeans. And when it comes to the animals, just kind of laying around, this, that, and other, I think as a newcomer, you see that and it's like, well, this is different.
During the church service, people are encouraged to stand up and give a testimony on their faith. Mackenzie Etienne says Cassie preaches a non-judgmental faith.
I feel like a lot of traditional churches, they kind of just warn you, don't sin, don't do this, or I don't know if you're saved. But she makes it very, very clear, well, God uses her as a vessel to make it very, very clear that you are saved if you believe. If you believe in God, you are saved.
After the service, the Bennetts baptize people outside on a small stage with a tub of water. Cassie prays with a young man as dozens of people watch.
Can I pray for you? Father, I just thank you for...
Dylan and Tessa Price started coming to Royal Ranch Church and Ministries a month ago.
It doesn't feel like the brick and mortar church that we had been going to, and it just felt so welcoming, and it's just been one week after another, there's something that just keeps making us come back.
After Sunday service, lunch is served. The Bennetts don't pass a plate for money offerings, but they do take donations. An hour after church, people are still hanging out, eating, and enjoying the farm.
And it's not about just coming to a place that looks different than a normal church. It's about community. It's about family. Our vision was to create a place that feels like Sunday coming home to the farm.
You're very good with animals.
Off the beaten path at Royal Ranch Church and Ministries in Harrison County, I'm Sam Dick reporting for WEKU.